The competition started last night, but from now on, Monday night belongs to American Gladiators.
Last night, 24 contenders entered the Gladiator Arena with one goal in mind. The first eight contenders faced off against the Gladiators in battles of sheer strength, stamina, and endurance. Winning was no easy task, and at evening's end, four contenders moved on with their sights set on $100,000 and the title of American Gladiator. Each Monday, ordinary men and women battle head-to-head against some of the greatest athletes in the world. It will test the contenders beyond anything they have ever faced.
So much pain!
Culminating in the Eliminator, the most grueling obstacle course ever assembled. Only one man and one woman can win the ultimate glory.
And tonight, four more contenders are fighting it out for a place in the final eight.
The battle for $100,000 and the chance to join this elite group of gladiators starts now.
Tonight, the competition begins with the men facing off in Gauntlet. Let's meet our first contender, Jeff Chapman.
My name's Jeff Chapman. I do radiation control. You know, I get to play with all the, you know, nuclear waste. I've got a beautiful wife. She was my high school sweetheart. Basically, the only girlfriend I ever had, you know. I've never even held another girl's hand besides hers. I've got a 7-year-old daughter named Laurel. They're my whole world. I came here to take out some gladiators, to run somebody over, take that money back to Tennessee, and share it with my family and friends, show them that, you know, a Tennessee boy can handle it in a big city.
At 6'4", 224 pounds, this country boy is packed with power.
I sure hope you guys are ready for this. This is the Gauntlet, a body-punishing challenge that's all about raw strength and big hits. You're up first, Jeff. You know something, brother? There's a lot of people out here yelling big country tonight. Who's here cheering you on, brother?
Well, I've got my beautiful wife, my high school sweetheart. I've got my gorgeous daughter. I got all the great Tennessee fans.
Well, you know something, Jeff? I can see the eye of the tiger right there, and I can tell you got a big heart. So let's find out which four gladiators you'll be slamming into tonight, brother.
It's game time!
Mayhem! Ah! Toa! And Justice!
Oh, what you gonna do when the hammer of justice comes down on you, baby?
All right, brother, go get ready, man. Get your game face on, and let's do it.
Big Country might have big problems. He has only 30 seconds to make it through the gauntlet. Contenders earn 2 points for every gladiator they pass, and 10 points total if they can crash through the wall at the end. Gladiator for Jeff. He knocks off Titan's helmet and now takes on Mayhem. Oh, almost double teamed by Mayhem and the third gladiator, Toa. But Jeff is scoring well.
10 seconds!
Finally, Justice. Jeff trying to get by him for 8 points and also trying to bust through the wall before time runs out to get 10. Oh, he's a little too late, but still scores 8.
Big Country! Good job, man. Now, listen.
listen, you get 8 points because you did get past the gladiators, but you didn't break down the wall in time.
It's all just a big blur. As soon as they said go, I just took off running, acted like I stole something, and just headed my way through.
The gladiators do not like giving up 8 points. Look for them to take out their frustrations on Jeff's competition, Adonis Lockett.
My name is Adonis Lockett. I am an engineer, work for Boeing. Being an engineer, I'm naturally analytical. The gladiators, they have weaknesses as well. My plan is to figure out that one weakness and exploit it. My mother has been in the Army for 16 years now. She's a single mother that dropped out of college when she got pregnant with me. When I graduated in college, I was kind of living her dream as well as mine. Call me a mama's boy, but you can also call me the next champion of American Gladiator. Mom, this one's for you.
And we'll see if Adonis can engineer his way to victory tonight.
Adonis, you're the man. You were the first one in your family to go to college and graduate. You work for Boeing. You're an engineer. You're just unbelievable.
Well, I am the first one to graduate college in two generations for my family, so that's a big thing for us.
That's awesome.
So we're happy about that.
Your mother is impressive, too. She just got back from Iraq. How many times has she been there?
She's done 3 overseas tours, and hopefully if I can win the show, I can retire her. No more wars, no more overseas. You know, Mom just taking it easy.
Well, let me tell you something. $100,000 if you win will go a long way to her retirement. Good luck. You can go take your place.
Is the contender ready? The gladiator ready?
Yeah!
3, 2, 1.
Adonis looks focused as he blows past Titan and takes on Mayhem.
Get back! Get back!
Adonis doing great. 4 quick points. Now 6 as he takes on the fourth gladiator, Justice. What's going on here?
Don't pin him! Don't pin him!
He's already gotten his 8 points because he entered the scoring zone of the gray line. I don't know about this one, folks. We might need a judge's ruling.
I deserve all 10 of those points. I was in the gray, I was clear. Justice should have let me up because I already passed the zone. Had he not sat on top of me and held me, I'd have crashed through the wall and got the whole 10 points.
We'll keep you updated on Justice's injustice. After the first event, the men are all tied up. And now it's the women's turn to take on our gladiators in gauntlet. Let's meet our first contender.
My name is Christy Phillips. I am happily married. I have 2 children, and I have been doing martial arts for 15 years. I am doing this competition for me. Without the support of my fabulous family, I couldn't have gotten this far. This mama's gonna kick some gladiator butt!
We'll see whose butt gets kicked by our gladiators, Christy.
Well, we've seen the men get beat down by the gladiators in the gauntlet. Now it's time to get serious. It's the ladies' turn to run the gauntlet. Christy, you're a mother of 2, and you are now the current world female grappling champion. Are you going to use any of those skills, any of those chokeholds, to get past these gladiators tonight?
Well, I would love to choke them out and put them to sleep and then run by them, but they told me it wasn't allowed in the rules. So darn it, I'm just going to do my best and plow through.
Well, let me tell you something, girl. Do what you got to do and make it all the way to the end, because I think with the energy in here, you've got the momentum. Are you ready?
I'm ready to go!
All right. Well, you know, sometimes it's easier said than done, because now it's time to meet the gladiators you'll need to get through first. Venom, Stealth, Siren, and the immovable Helga.
Contender Christy Phillips gets ready to take on our gladiators in the gauntlet.
Is the contender ready?
Yeah!
Gladiators ready!
Yeah!
3, 2, 1!
Christy trying to avoid the deadly strike of Venom. Venom takes her to the ground. Up next, Stealth. Oh, and Christy with a nice move. Now she's trying to battle through Siren. A total of 4 points right now as Christy tries to kick away Siren.
2 seconds! 10 seconds!
Oh, great goodness! Helga, the fourth and final gladiator, and too tough for Christy as time runs out.
Are you okay? Man, they're beating you up, girl.
They're good.
You know what? Surprisingly, you went into this with no ego, which I thought you would have a little bit of ego being that you're a grappling champion.
Yeah, okay? Well, this isn't grappling.
Gladiators feeling good about giving up only 6 points, but they might have a stronger challenge in our next contender.
My name is Cianne Silva, and I'm one of 6 children. Mom is probably one of my biggest inspirations. She was a single mother, and she did everything she possibly could to make sure that we had what we needed. She taught me that no matter what happens in life, if you push hard enough, you're going to succeed.
America, take a look at this space, because I'm a lot stronger than I look, and I think I'm going to surprise you.
CN's going to need all of her gymnastic skills to get by our gladiators.
CN, this is unbelievable. You're a gymnastics coach, an arm wrestler, and a power lifter. You're in great shape, but that wasn't always the case, was it?
No, actually, that wasn't the case. Not too long ago, I was about 50 pounds heavier than I am today, but I worked really, really hard to get the weight off, and now I'm here, and I'm going to show everyone what you can do when you get fit and healthy.
Wow, that's unbelievable. Good luck. Cianne, go ahead and take your position. Let's hear it for Cianne.
Gladiators the same for CN. Venom is first, but she has little trouble with Venom. She gets by Stealth for 4 points. Now taking on Siren. CN just using strength against strength. Knocks her aside, bites through Helga, but Helga is big and strong. CN still has some time to get past Helga. Lost her helmet, but has a chance for 10 points. Got it with time to spare.
You know what? I like the way you perform. You did an excellent job.
Thank you very much. You know what? I'll tell you what. All you have to do is believe in yourself. You got drive. You got to keep going.
In this subway replay, CN demonstrates speed and strength, battling her way through all 4 gladiators to score a perfect 10 points, fueled up and powered on by Subway. CN leads Christy 10-6. Let's see what the referee has to say about Adonis's protest in the gauntlet.
Adonis, I went back and checked the tape of your run in the gauntlet, and after further review, you did make it to the line with more than 10 seconds remaining. Justice should have released you at that point. As a result, we're going to award you the whole 10 points. Good luck, guys.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, Adonis, congratulations. Now this is the wall. It is 40 feet high and a long way down, and is worth 10 points to the first contender to the top. That's if you escape the gladiators trying to chase you down and pull you into the water below. After one event, you're in the lead 10-8. Now, does that boost your confidence?
I plan on going every event 100%, 50%, give it everything I got. Only thing to do, leave everything on the field and just give it my all.
Sounds good, sounds good. Now, Jeff, fair is fair, but you're suddenly behind. Does this change your mindset going into this event?
No, absolutely not. I'm just going to get on there, just run up as fast as I can. I mean, you know, it's 2 points. That's all right. I can make it up. Still got 4 events left.
Jeff will have to make up those points with the mighty Mayhem on his tail, while Adonis will be pursued by the big Samoan, Toa.
Contenders, you will go on my first whistle. Gladiators, you will go on my second whistle. Contenders, ready?
Gladiator Arena, where the contenders are about to climb the wall. They'll be given a 7-second head start before Mayhem and Toa start chasing them down.
Contenders ready! Gladiators ready! 3, 2, 1!
The first contender to the top of the wall earns 10 points. Jeff's in blue, Adonis in red.
Release the hounds!
Mayhem trying to chase down Jeff while Toa gives chase of Adonis. Oh, Adonis is struggling to find a foothold while Jeff is flying up the wall. Oh, Toa's got Adonis and drops anchor. What a great opportunity this is for Jeff. His family cheered him on as he continues to fly up that wall.
Oh, my God!
As Toa sent Adonis on the downtown train to Waterville, Jeff earned 10 more and let out a roar.
You know, I had to go fast, so I was just thinking back to childhood, you know, when I'd get in trouble. My mom would chase me with the belt, so I was just trying to get up the tree like I did when I was a kid. And so that's all I could do.
Two events down and two to go. Jeff with a big lead on Adonis. The stage is set for the ladies to go toe-to-toe on Joust.
Get ready, guys, because this is Joust. It's going to take speed, strength, and balance to avoid getting knocked off that platform and dropped to the water below. First for the ladies is Christy. Hey, Christy, your opponent, CN, has been perfect so far. Are you ready to score a big 10 and take a gladiator down?
Heck yeah, I'm going for it.
Well, good luck up there. Good luck up there, because you're going one-on-one with Crush.
Warning, this gladiator is not your high school crush.
Is the contender ready? Gladiator ready? 3, 2, 1.
10 points to Christy if she can knock Crush off the platform. Christy is struggling, and she is down! It took all of 15 seconds for Crush to knock her out. Let's take another look at that final blow.
American Gladiator's house is rocking. Christy just got dumped in the water next to CN. CN, do you think you could have another perfect score and dunk Crush headfirst?
Of course I'm going to. I'm not getting wet today.
Well, good luck. You've been perfect so far. Keep up the good work. You guys put your helmets on. Let's hear Gladiator Maniacs in the house. Woo!
Is the contender ready?
Ready!
Gladiator ready? 3, 2, 1.
CN has a chance at 10 points if she can knock the mighty Crush off the platform and into the water.
Get up, you gotta get off your knees.
CN just taking a lot of punishment. CN can hang in there. She can pick up 5 points. No! A huge blow by Crush, knocking CN into the water. What a beatdown. Looks like the medics are going to need some duct tape to reattach CN's head after it was crushed.
CN, come on up here. Take the helmet off. I tell you what, girl, I wrestled for 30 years, and you got beat up, punched in the head, pounded on more in one round of Joust than I did my whole career. How do you feel?
You know what? I feel pretty good. That was fun. And, you know, it's hard. You don't know how hard those hits are coming until they actually hit you. But it was fun, and I'm glad I got up there and did it.
Let's hear it for CN and the undefeated Crush.
No points for either contender, so CN's lead remains the same with two events to go. Let's go across the arena where the men are about to wrestle with an all-new event, Earthquake.
Now it's time for our guys to shake things up with Earthquake, where Contender and Gladiator grapple on a gyrating surface. Get the Gladiator off the ring and bank 10 points. Up first, it's a man known as Big Country. All right, Jeff, now you conquered the wall. Do you think you can keep that momentum going up there?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, back home in Tennessee in the summer, we have a mud wrestling contest, so that should be good practice for this.
All right, now it's time to meet the man that's going to be trying to send you down. It's Militia.
Welcome to the Gun Show. We're back in Gladiator Arena where Big Country prepares to tangle with the one-man militia in Earthquake.
Contender, ready!
Yes, sir!
Gladiator, ready! Yes, three, two, one!
Strength and balance, the keys in Earthquake. Jeff trying to throw Militia off the platform for 10 points. Jeff, the former high school wrestler, using his experience to pick up 10 big points.
Woo, Jeff! That was a heck of a match. You had a hard time out there, didn't you? But you got 10 points.
All right, he was a little bit slippery, but, you know, it's just like hog wrestling at the fair. Took care of him.
Now it's Adonis' turn to shake and quake with Militia.
Is the contender ready? Gladiator ready? Three, two, one.
Adonis needs 10 points to keep pace with Jeff.
Leave his neck alone!
Hey, oh, hey! No wedgies allowed in Earthquake. What in the world? Oh, Adonis has him! But Militia, with his great strength, pulls himself back up.
He started getting a little momentum as the ring tilted my end. I just wanted to make sure I had a good grasp on him. I was making sure one way or another I was not going off the ring without him.
Okay, well, listen. Unfortunately, because he was able to hold on and swing himself back up, there's no points for you here.
No!
I'm sorry. Listen, Adonis, you have to focus on beating Jeff, not Militia.
Gotcha.
Adonis just missed getting 10 points as Militia was able to hang on without hitting the ground and make it back onto the Earthquake platform. Just one more event to go before the Eliminator, Jeff with a commanding 18-point lead. Now it's time for the women to grab some rings and hang tough.
Up first, our black belt mom, Christy. Yo, Christy, you need to make up 4 points right now. Do you think you can do it, sister?
Heck yeah, I'm going for 10!
All right, Christy, I'm pulling for you, but you got your work cut out for you because coming at you full speed is the awesome Venom!
Power, poison, perfection. Christy will have her hands full if she wants to snake by Venom for 10 points.
Is the contender ready?
Yes!
Gladiator ready? Three, two, one.
The object of Hang Tough, swing yourself to the other platform while avoiding the Gladiator. You can do so. Be able to pick up 10 points. Like a little quality edition of leg wrestling. Okay, if Christy can just hang on for the entire 60, she'll pick up 5 points. Hanging in there. Trying to beat the buzzer, but she can't do it. At the last second, Venom took her down.
Christy, you were unbelievable up there. That was the greatest showcase of aerial wrestling I've ever seen. If you would have stayed up there for one more second, you would have had 5 big points.
Oh, one more second. You know, I thought I had it. Venom's hiss isn't nearly as bad as her bite. I thought I had it.
Venom, A picture of persistence as she denied Christy 5 big points.
Sien, you're way out in front, and you said this is your favorite event. You got to be feeling pretty confident right now. Are you ready for Venom up there?
I'm ready. My mama's here, and she told me to make her get wet.
All right, well, this one's for your mom. Good luck.
Is the contender ready?
Ready!
Gladiator ready? 3, 2, 1.
We remind you that CN has been around gymnastics her entire life, both as a competitor and now as a coach. So she is no stranger to working the rings. This event all about timing and upper body strength. CN seems to know that. Sneaking in there for 10 big points. CN showing her experience and skill with the rings.
Good job.
Nice work.
CN, that was unbelievable. That looked effortless up there. You were awesome. I guess all those trips when your mom drove you to gymnastics really paid off.
That's right. All her hard work to make sure that I was able to get to practice definitely paid off. Mama, this is for you.
One event to go before the eliminator, and CN opens up a 14-point lead.
Now it's time to hang tough with the men. Adonis, you're coming from a tough battle with Militia on Earthquake. Do you feel you got enough left in you to keep up with Jeff?
I'm a little behind right now, but this is the event that we catch up with him. Let's go, baby.
All right, big man, we'll see, because right now you're swinging against Wolf.
The Wolf is ready to fang tough. Gladiator Arena, Adonis, Wolf, hang tough.
Is the contender ready? Gladiator ready?
Ah!
3, 2, 1.
Adonis trying to swing to the other platform for 10 points. Oh! Wolf stunning his prey. Setting him up for the kill. But no, Adonis avoids the Wolf Man. Wolfman not happy.
Adonis, that was unbelievable, brother. You had more moves than a bowl of Jell-O up there, dude. That was 10 full points.
I'm definitely getting my momentum back. You know, I went down 2 events. Jeff was able to take a lead early on. We're going to catch him. We're going to win in an eliminator. Ready to go.
All right, big man. Let's hear it for Adonis, who took a bite out of the Wolf.
Jeff's up next. Let's see if he can match Adonis's 10 points.
Okay, guys, now it's time for Big Country. Jeff, you're having a great competition with perfect showings in the last challenges. Brother, can you keep that winning streak going?
I sure hope so, Hulk. I don't know, with Wolf being in the way, I hope to make it across and try not to catch the mange.
How about it, Wolf?
I'm smelling fear, I'm smelling blood, and I'm gonna eat you.
All right, guys, let's hear it for Big Country, because the Wolf Pack is ready to strike.
Is the contender ready?
Ready.
Gladiator ready?
Oh!
3, 2, 1.
See if Wolf can snag this contender. Oh! Oh, he let him out of his grasp again.
Come here, Big Country.
Big Country Jeff, avoiding the swinging feet of Wolf. Wolf tracking him down. Oh, he gets to the platform. But Wolf not giving up, and he takes him down. So close, but yet so far for Big Country Jeff, as Wolf never gave up and took him down for a spin cycle. With his 8-point lead, Jeff has earned himself a 4-second head start over Adonis in the eliminator. Across the arena we go for one of our all-time favorites. Assault. Contenders will try to hit the target from one of five stations to receive 10 points and send the gladiator flying, all while dodging 100-mile-an-hour missiles.
First up on assault is Christy. All right, Christy, now I think it's about time you score a perfect 10, don't you?
Oh, I agree. I want to send her flying.
All right, well, that sounds good, but look out, because looking to get you out is Fury!
Armed and dangerous.
Is the contender ready?
Yep.
Gladiator ready?
Woo!
3, 2, 1.
All right, remember, Christy can pick up a point for each weapon fired. If she gets hit by one of Fury's shots, game over. Christy able to get off the slingshot. She missed the target, but she picks up a point. Now she's got to avoid the Fury shot. No, she can't do it. Nailed in the leg by Fury. Ever wonder how you get a deep thigh bruise? That's how. Let's see if CN can handle the assault from our sharp-shooting gladiator.
Is the contender ready?
Ready!
Gladiator ready?
Woo!
3, 2, 1.
CN trying to get a shot off from each of the five stations and hit the target. She got the slingshot off. Couldn't hit the target, but scores a point for getting the shot off. Now it's on to the turret, hiding behind the glass shield. CN has got to load the turret and then get off the shot.
Come on.
She does. Another point, but she missed the target. Fury, though, just has her in her sights. Oh, she nailed her. The gladiator unleashed a fury to take out both contenders. CN's 15-point lead gives her a 7.5-second head start for the eliminator. It's the ultimate obstacle course. Contenders must travel over the wall, swim beneath the fiery surface, then finish with the zip line and the menacing travelator. The winner will earn a spot in the final eight with Molly, Shanae, Venus, and Anthony, and move one step closer toward the grand prize of $100,000, a 2008 Toyota Sequoia, and the chance to become an American Gladiator.
Okay, Mr. Big Country, thanks to your strong 8-point lead, you'll be getting a 4-second head start. Is there any particular part of the eliminator that has you worried?
I think the part that's got me worried the most is not really any of the obstacles. I think just the pressure of, you know, if you lose, you're out.
All right, well, then that should give you the motivation you need to keep going out there, okay? Now, Adonis, you've been clashing with the gladiators all night. How do you feel now that you're almost to the finish line?
Well, now it's just me and Jeff, and like I said, go out there, put everything out on the field. Hopefully he'll slip up. I'll catch up with him somewhere along the course and take the win. I'm agile, like a mongoose, and it's over. It's over.
All right, you guys, I hope you're ready, and we'll be there to catch up with you at the finish line, okay?
Are the contenders?
Big Country Blue. Oh! Slips immediately on the 8-foot wall. It might cost him his 4-second head start. Adonis in red. Big Country swimming under the 20-foot fiery surface. Adonis close behind. Big Country the first to begin the 30-foot climb up the cargo net. Oh! Where's Adonis going? Climbing that soaking wet cargo net. Not easy. 30-foot climb. Big Country at the top. On to the barrel roll. But he quickly falls off. Adonis still struggling to get to the top of the net. Now to the hand bite. The toughest part of the eliminator course. The bodies are exhausted. and it requires nothing but upper body strength. And Big Country Jeff struggling with that hand bike as Adonis falls off the barrel roll. Oh, Big Country loses his grip. This could be an opportunity for Adonis. He needs that upper body strength, trying to make it all the way across on the hand bike. Jeff, the first of the balance beam. Then another 30-foot ascent, this time up the pyramid. Jeff to the top. Jeff down the zip line and on to the menacing Travelator. Adonis trying to catch up. Jeff can just navigate this Travelator. He will claim victory. Oh, Jeff struggling. And there's Adonis, all of a sudden, neck and neck. There's Jeff. Adonis can't get it. Jeff's got the rope, working up the Travelator hill, but he falls again. Adonis sees this as a great opportunity, his opportunity. Oh, once again, he can't find his footing. Both contenders look completely exhausted. It's right there for Jeff. Oh, and Adonis slips again. Jeff is there. No! Oh, this is painful. Both contenders gasping for air. The menacing Travelator. Jeff slips again. Adonis, he finds his footing. He's finally at the top of the Travelator. His final few steps, Adonis will have a dramatic come-from-behind victory in the Eliminator. And Big Country just seconds behind. What a fantastic finish.
Adonis, you did it! Jeff had a head start on you, but you caught up to him. He got caught up on the Travelator, and you made it. How are you feeling right now?
I'm just happy to have finished at the treadmill. Felt like I had nothing left.
Good job. This means if your time of 3:47 here on the Eliminator holds up, you might have a shot joining Morley and Anthony in the final eight, where you'll clash with the Gladiators all over again. Let's hear it for the Mongoose!
It's all right.
That will definitely ease the pain for Big Country. When we return, the ladies take on the Eliminator. We're back where the ladies get their turn at the grueling Eliminator.
The good news is the contenders won't have to face any gladiators. The bad news is they'll have to go head-to-head over a grueling obstacle course that includes water, fire, and the intimidating Travelator.
Sian, you're up 15 points, giving you a 7.5-second head start.
That's got to feel good knowing you're going up such a tough competitor in Christy.
Actually, it does feel good because Christy is a great competitor, but I plan to give 110%. My parents are here today, and so is the rest of my family and friends, and I want to show them how tough I can be out here.
All right. Well, Christy, how do you feel? It's crunch time.
Well, I'm going to do the best I can. I'm going to focus, give it 110%, and just keep going till the end.
Well, ladies, anything can happen in the Eliminator. Good luck. Come on, let's hear it for Sienna and Christy, guys.
Contenders, ready! Cien, you will go on my first whistle. Christy, you will go on my second whistle. 3, 2, 1.
Cien in blue and off and running. Navigating the 8-foot wall with little trouble. There goes Christy in red. Cien into the water and has to swim underneath the 20-foot fiery surface. Boy, Cien is moving right along. Christy, just to the foot of the 30-foot climb straight up on that cargo net. Now to the barrel roll for CN. Oh, it's the hand bite. So challenging. Christie just now getting to the barrel roll. Oh, CN loses her grip on the hand bite. She'll have to climb her way back up to the top. Christie could have an opportunity here. But CN quickly gets back on course and begins the 30-foot climb up the pyramid. And Christie falls off the hand bike as well. CN to the top of the pyramid. Now she's on the zip line, and from there, on to that menacing travelator. Also known as the Great Equalizer, it could be a great opportunity for Christie to make up lost ground. CN. Holy cow! No trouble whatsoever on the travelator for CN. She busts through the wall and finishes like the champion that she is.
Unbelievable. That was an incredible, CN. 2 minutes and 22 seconds. You are the baddest of the bad, without a doubt. You laid it down. You didn't slow down, and you didn't mess around. How did it feel? You are incredible.
Well, I can tell you one thing. It's a heck of a lot harder than it looks.
So let's hear it for CN, the winner of this round of American Gladiators.
CN and Adonis proved they were anything but ordinary, rising above the competition and earning our Toyota Sequoia anything but ordinary winning moment. Next Monday at 8, 7 Central, new contenders enter the Gladiator Arena in the hopes of making it to the Final Eight. The intensity and drama reach new levels.
I'm out, I'm out.
That's a warrior. That's an American Gladiator.
It's all next Monday at 8, 7 Central.